Now we're going to work with the breath. The breath is a great tool to be present. Because the breath is always there. You can always draw your attention towards the breath. But this has to be done by practicing it. So good that you started practicing again. Have a seat. Sit up straight. Not too straight, but straight enough to be aware. And then simply close your eyes. And there are many parts in the body where you can feel the breath. For instance, as the nostrils. Breath that comes in and the breath that goes out. Maybe you can even feel that the breath that comes in is a little bit colder than the breath that goes out. And maybe you feel the breath in the back of the throat. Breath that comes in and goes out. Or maybe you feel the breath in the chest area. And when you breathe in, the chest goes out and up a bit. And as you breathe out, the chest goes down and inwards again. Most of the time you can feel it on the cloth you're wearing, touching the skin. Where you might also feel the breath is at your diaphragm. Your diaphragm, when you breathe in, the diaphragm expands and goes up a bit. And as you breathe out, goes down and inwards again. And maybe you can feel the breath in the belly area. The belly area. When you breathe in, the belly expands. And as you breathe out, the belly, well, deflates, goes inwards again. And this is the natural flow. So for this exercise, choose one of those points. So maybe the nostrils, maybe the throat, maybe the chest, the diaphragm, or the belly. See where at this moment, while doing this exercise, you can feel the breath, the movement of the breath, or how the breath puts the body into motion. And then try to stay with the breath, with the movement. So with every in-breath, and every out-breath, there's this movement. So while sitting still, there's this movement in and out. What most people experience is that when they try to be with the breath, that they can't. Every time when they try to focus, try to be aware of the breath, their attention drifts off to thinking or maybe something in the body. some sensation, some pain, or maybe some nice feelings also possible, or maybe a sound distracts you. Maybe an emotion is on the foreground as you try to focus on the breath every time. And this is totally fine. This is how it works. Just notice when you were away. Say, oh, okay. I wasn't doing the exercise. I wasn't with the breath. And then simply, in a mild manner, go back towards the movement of the breath. And it doesn't matter if you have to do this like 10 times a minute or maybe 100 times a minute. It's about being aware that you weren't there. That you were distracted. And this is normal. This is not your fault. This is how it goes. So every time you're distracted, notice it. Acknowledge it, and then simply go back towards the breath. So, where's your attention now? Notice it. And in a mild manner, go back towards the point you chose to be with for now. Where's the attention? Notice it and slowly get back. So it's not game over. This is just how it works, how it goes, especially in the beginning. And it's about these points that you get aware that you were distracted. So once you become aware that you weren't there, you get back. It's about this movement. Gone. Starting to be aware. Acknowledge it. Okay, it wasn't there. And get back to the exercise. And don't try too hard. You're training. When you train, you don't have to do it perfect. And then take a deep breath in and slowly open the eyes. Let the light come in and finish the exercise.